Hello and welcome to my new podcast. We're now in February 2024, would you believe? And I'm going to be sharing some dog news today and talking about training techniques as well. Hope you enjoy it.
Straight into the news. So the Independent's reporting the secrets to why some dogs live longer than others. And canine life expectancy found to vary significantly between breed, body size and face shapes. The largest study of its kind has revealed new insights into which breeds of dogs tend to live longer than others. The research, which looked at nearly 600,000 pets across the UK, found life expectancy to vary significantly between breed, body size and face shape. The average life expectancy of all dogs in the UK was found to be around 12 and a half years, with typical lifespans ranging from 5.4 years to 15.4 across all the breeds studied. Despite being classed as a vulnerable native breed by the Kennel Club, the Lancashire Healers, believed to be a cross between the Welsh Corgi and the Manchester Terrier, were found to have the longest average life expectancy. Conversely, Caucasian Shepherds, 4.5 years, were found to have the shortest expected lifespan, followed by the Presser Canario at 7.7 years and the Cane Corso Mastiffs at 8.1 years. The Dog Trust research published in the journal Scientific Reports found that flat-faced dogs such as pugs and French bulldogs have a 40% higher risk of living shorter lives than other breeds. Medium-sized brachycephalic, which means flat-faced dogs, were found to have the lowest average life expectancies of 9.1 years for the males and 9.6 years for the females. So despite their significant health challenges, which include breathing problems, digestive issues, eye and teeth disease, researchers said that the popularity of flat-faced breeds, if I can say it, such as pugs, is 11.6 years and French bulldogs 9.8 years, has been rising. These issues have triggered a health and welfare crisis for flat-faced dog breeds, says Dr. Dan O'Neill, chair of the Brachycephalic Working Group, which is made up of vets, breeders and welfare organisations. This new research underlines these major health issues by revealing that flat-faced dogs live 1.5 years shorter lives than a typical dog, he said. It is crucial that the public prioritises health over what they might think look cute. We urge anyone considering getting a flat-faced breed to stop and think and to ensure that they acquire a dog with the best chances of a long and happy life. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it, altogether? That's very interesting that the average lifespan of our dogs is 12.5, and obviously you never know with health, other things happen, don't they? But it's a good survey. As a dog walker and a dog trainer, I'm always interested in the methods and types of training that there are out there. And in the Sunday Times this week, there was a good report, well worth a read if you find it online. But here's a little snippet of it. So how you train your dog is now as political as how you raise your children. In the red corner, we have the so-called force-free, positive-only dog trainers who claim their methods are backed by science and that more traditional methods are cruel, confusing and outdated.
My ball, get out.
In the blue corner, the so-called balance trainers are fighting back. As with all culture wars, the front lines are mainly online, YouTube spats and hashtag Twitter mobs all attacking each other. The force-free trainers insist that any type of negative training is damaging for your dog and doesn't work. You have to form a bond with your pet. It's all about trust. Other trainers disagree. If it's all about the carrot and no stick, your dog won't understand what right from wrong. Or as Colin Tennant, director of the Cambridge Institute of Dog Behaviour and Training, puts it, if you treat a dog like a human, it will treat you like a dog. So personally, I think when it comes to training, between the positive and the balanced trainers, I think if you did it as a swingometer going from left to right, positive on the left, balanced on the right, somewhere in that middle ground seems to work. And I think that's where most balanced trainers train from. They do use positive methods as much as they possibly can. And also, sometimes they have to use the corrections and things that make a dog listen to you. And just thinking about that, Graham Hall, the star of Channel 5's Dog Behaving Very Badly, has had his run-ins with positive-only trainers. They don't even like the title of his show. While he says he has no truck with any other trainers or other methods, he does find the terminology inflammatory. What they do is force free, in inverted commas, and therefore what you do if you're not one of them must be forceful. He says, I wouldn't say saying no to a dog is force, would you? They've created a false binary. Anyone with half a brain knows that's just not true. They also look, the science says the only way to do things is purely positive. That's not true either. In 1905, the American psychologist Edward Thorndike wrote what became known as Thorndike's Law of Effect. Any behaviour that feels rewarding will tend to increase. Any behaviour that feels uncomfortable will tend to decrease. I'll repeat that again. So Thorndike's Law of Effect. Any behaviour that feels rewarding will tend to increase. And any behaviour that feels uncomfortable will tend to decrease. This might be more than a century old, but it still applies to all species, Hall says. Humans slow down for speed cameras, not because of the policeman hiding in the bushes waiting to hand non-speeders a bunch of flowers, but because we might get a ticket. Sometimes dogs need an element of consequences too. For Hall, it's not about dominance, but for leadership. The best boss is someone who doesn't scream and shout. He says they reward, but they're not gushing, and you know exactly where you stand. You wouldn't want to get on the wrong side of them, and so it is with dogs. And I think that's so true. I think when we're talking to our dogs, there's so many people now, since lockdown as well, where they've got a dog during lockdown, spent all the time with it during those sort of year and a half or 2 years of being at home. And the danger of that is they've kind of brought them up as their baby, or their fur baby is what they call them. And that's all well and good and all lovely, but actually a dog is a dog. It's a different species. So they do need some different aspects to how we bring our children up and different training techniques. So, yeah, it's really interesting. And they do respond to the behaviours as well. So any behaviour that feels uncomfortable will tend to decrease. So if we tell a dog no, and they understand it as a firm no from a calm, assertive leader, then actually that behaviour should decrease, because they start to learn from what you're saying and your body language and how you are with them. So I think the best evidence out there really is the sort of the positive, clear, consistent and humane strategies for dog training. So if we make ourselves clear with our dogs, and we use our body language and strategy to train them, and also reward, you know, we reward what's good and we don't reward the bad. So you know, if we've got a dog that's nervous and we're picking it up and saying oh dear and cuddling it in that process, the danger of that is that the dog will build on the reward of fear. So it will continue to be fearful. So it's just really interesting to listen to the other trainers talking about it. And I think there's a place for all sorts of training. And I never get involved with which one's best or not. I just use the technique that I use, which falls, like I said, into the middle ground of positive and balanced training. I hope you've enjoyed this video. I hope you've enjoyed listening to me waffling on. And so in the video, this is Bonnie. She met us today, and she had a great time running around with Luna, as you can see. Luna's the black lab. And there's Walter and Hugo having a good old chase as well and enjoying themselves. And all the dogs I walk, I tend to walk them off lead where I need to or where I can, so they can have maximum fun and enjoy themselves together, because I think socialising dogs is so important. Anyway, like, share, subscribe. Thanks so much. Bye. So that audio is taken from my YouTube video, and you can follow me on YouTube so you can have a look at the dogs that I mentioned at the end of the video there. And if you can hear me talking to them and then barking, you'll be able to see them on Walking Tall with Paul and His Dogs on YouTube. Pop along there and subscribe. You can watch the video of all the dogs having fun while I'm sharing this news on there as well. But thanks so much for listening, and speak to you again soon. Thank you.